You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Hello, bots. Madison is now the largest college campus in the country to offer autonomous delivery robots. And they're bringing students food. They're navigating sidewalks, about knee-high, white square base with black wheels. Have you tried this delivery service? Have you seen the bots? Join in 800-642-1234. Peter Testori is Director of Dining and Culinary Services at UW-Madison. He manages the 30 autonomous delivery service bots created by a San Francisco firm. Peter, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me this morning.
So I've come across these robots at this particular intersection while I'm on a bike, and I was surprised to see they're quite small and they get lots of stares. They turn a lot of heads. Can you kind of describe their appearance of and how they operate on the sidewalks?
Yeah, so they're specifically designed to take up the average amount of space that a human takes on the sidewalk with an average stride. So that was kind of the intention behind the design for their size. We make sure that they hug the proper side of the sidewalk to ensure that pedestrians can go both ways on the sidewalks. And they're programmed to monitor everything that's happening around them up to 600 feet so that they know, you know, what's coming, when to stop, when to move, things like that.
And they can carry up to 3 bags of groceries?
Yeah, it's really about the size of the containers that will fit in there. 3 bags of groceries is what the company says on average, yes.
So inside the robot is this ability to put these, fresh items or something that is being dispatched from food services?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's the inside of the bots are insulated, very, very heavy insulation. They have a divider inside so that we're able to separate hot and cold items if someone were to do an order that have both temperature requirements. Or we're able to remove the divider, to allow more space for all cold insulation or all warm insulation.
So these delivery robots are available for students and faculty and staff on campus. How does the service actually work?
So a student would download the Starship app onto their smartphone. They'd go through and put in their information to create an account. They would then, a delivery area map would pop up, and they would drop a pin, very similar to an Uber or Lyft, something like that, of where they want their order delivered to. The app will automatically move that delivery location to the nearest safest location. So, for example, if someone drops a pin in the middle of the street, it's going to automatically move it to the nearest sidewalk. And then they will confirm that drop-off location. They will choose which market of ours they'd like to have food delivered from, select their food items, process their delivery, their order, and then they're able to track the bot throughout the entire process. They'll see a little robot on the map as it's on its way to them. When the robot arrives, they'll get a notification that your delivery has arrived. They'll receive a 4-digit PIN that they enter into their phone. The top of the robot will pop up. They collect their order. They close the lid, and the robot will tell them to thank you and have a nice day.
And so this delivery costs about $1.99?
Yes.
How has it been received on campus, Peter? How many deliveries a day? What are you seeing in the trends?
So we saw a very popular start. One of the issues that we've kind of come across since launch is we haven't been able to get the Wiz card system online, which is the campus card. So we're expecting that after the winter break, we'll be able to do kind of a relaunch with the Wiz card, the ability to pay with the Wiz card. And at that point, we're expecting orders to increase at that point. Up until now, it's been only credit or debit card. So while it started out very popular, we've kind of maintained a steady about 30 deliveries a day. But we are expecting once the Wiz card online, which is where all of the students have their funds for food, that number will increase significantly.
We're talking with Peter Testori, who is Director of Dining and Culinary Services at UW-Madison, and he manages 30 autonomous delivery service bots that are delivering food around campus. Peter, are you delivering through these bots to just a select area of the campus, or is it the entire campus?
It is pretty much the entire campus. The entire campus that we need to be able to primarily service the residence halls, because that's our primary mission, is the students that live on campus. While the Lakeshore area is pretty much all encompassed within our delivery area, we did have to go to the city, request approvals for some specific streets that are on what we call the southeast side of campus, because those streets are city owned and maintained. So we have select streets on that area of campus. But it's primarily the streets that we need to be able to get to the specific residence halls.
So with these robots gliding across sidewalks, this also has the potential to have an interaction with a pedestrian and also people with disabilities. How do you work through that?
So as far as your everyday average pedestrian, they do encounter them. We see the encounters all the time. We talked to a couple of colleagues in the industry that had launched this program before us, and because we were concerned, you know, what will students do with these robots traveling the streets? And they said that what they saw on their campus was that the students very quickly adapted them as part of their campus community, almost as pets, if you will, that when one got stuck, they'd push it out. Stop and take selfies with it. They pet them as they go by. And we've seen kind of that exact same thing here on campus so far.
Well, you know, they are kind of cute.
They're adorable, aren't they?
They are. So do these robots need maintenance, or do they need to take breaks?
So Starship does have a small handful of employees that they employ. They're Starship employees. And they are responsible for putting them to bed at night, waking them up in the morning, sending them out to work, changing tires when need be, charging batteries, that type of simple maintenance. So they do require some upkeep on a daily basis, if you will, wipe out the insides, things like that. That's all maintained by Starship employees.
I wonder how these robots feel about, like, snowstorms and when it gets icy.
Yeah, so the robots themselves were born in Estonia, which is a almost identical climate to Wisconsin, maybe even a little colder, a little darker, and a little snowier. So they are used to this type of climate. We haven't, the couple snowstorms we have had so far, that's where we saw, you know, a couple would get stuck here and there, that's going to happen, and passerbys would push them out, but that'll be something that we'll have to evaluate as we go through the winter months. And obviously the robots, if the sidewalks are not safe for pedestrians, if our campus partners have not had time to clear the sidewalks, the robot, the delivery program would not be active.
Are you looking to add more robots in the future, or are you just kind of watching and seeing what happens?
I don't think so. There's no plans at this time. We expect to do between 200 to 300 orders a day once the campus card is online, and that's 30 bots would be able to maintain those orders. So there would be a point where we would have too many. So I think 30 is pretty much where we're going to stay parked at.
Does that alleviate anything in your culinary services area as to how you're getting food, breakfast, lunch out each day to your students?
Yeah, no. It actually, one of the kind of challenges we have on a daily basis is seating in some of our facilities. So we're hoping that this would provide another option to students during those busy times, specifically, you know, during the lunch and the dinner rushes. The other thing that we're really hoping is that, you know, we like to say that we're giving the gift of time, that some of the stories we've heard so far is that students were working in the library on a group project or studying, or in their dorm rooms or the residence hall studying, and they didn't want to leave. You know, they didn't want to stop working on their project, so they had their food delivered to them. And that's really kind of what the program's meant for those types of situations, to be able to add, you know, another layer of convenience to students, faculty, and staff on campus that are, you know, students specifically that are juggling more than they have ever juggled in the past.
How much did it cost the university to bring this technology to campus?
Yeah, so there's two common pieces of misinformation that are floating around out there. One is the cost, two is that took jobs away from full-time employees and students, both which are very false. It did not cost the university anything, $0 to bring the robots to campus.
Are you tracking at all which kind of foods are most popularly requested?
Oh, most definitely. We look at that on a regular basis. So far, it's been deli sandwiches have been number one. Number two, very closely followed by pizza and chicken wings.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Peter Testori is Director of Dining and Culinary Services at UW-Madison, and he's managing 30 autonomous delivery service robots on campus. Coming up, we talk with UW-Eau Claire's chancellor about a new task force following racist messages on campus. How do you want universities to address racism on college campuses? Where do you draw the line on free speech versus hate speech? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back with Chancellor James Schmidt right after a news update here on the Ideas Network.